in the NFC West. And one of the biggies on Sunday, the division-leading Cardinals at the Seahawks. Our guest is a returning champ, host of the Believe in Cardinals podcast on the Believe Network, also the EZ Sports Talk Show, pro baseball player, member of the 98 NFC champion Falcons, on Twitter, at Ed Smith Speaks. Ed, always great having you back. How's life down there in the Valley of the Sun?
Hey, Steve, appreciate you having me on, man. And who would have thought that this matchup would mean so much here, you know, just a few weeks ago, you know?
Oh, yeah. I don't know a lot of people who had this one circled, but here we are. So we know that after 2022, they made a coaching change. And last year, Jonathan Gannon had a rough first year, the Kyler Murray injury. For folks who aren't aware, he was the defensive coordinator for the Eagles Super Bowl team. Obviously, a nice turnaround here. Ed, what stands out to you? What do you like about his coaching style that has them right in the mix season two?
Well, you know, Steve, I think I started seeing changes all the way back during the offseason, leading into training camp, where, you know, you started to hear rumors about, you know, different rules around the building. You know, they don't want guys coming in the meetings late. They wanted guys attentive, not, you know, bringing food. Just small little tweaks and changes like that, kind of tightening, you know, the atmosphere in the building. And that kind of has translated, you know, to the season. You know, they're a very disciplined team. They play hard. You know, the coaches are kind of learning on the fly. Obviously, you got coordinators turned into coaches, coaches turned into coordinators. And, you know, last year was a rough year because Kyler missed, I think, like the first 10 weeks of the season. He finally gets in. You know, you're worried about the offensive line protecting him. It was pretty much, you know, just a rudderless ship. But you give him a good offseason. They, you know, worked hard. They got into the regular season. Thus far, you know, a couple of inconsistent starts. But over the last few weeks, you see, like, the coaching staff, like I said, they're demanding more from these players and they're getting it right now. And here we are on a four-game win streak, and it feels good to be talking about wins instead of losses all the time.
You know, as far as the offensive line, they signed Jonah Williams to play tackle from Cincy. He got hurt right away. Paris Johnson on the other side is a draft pick from 2 years ago. Evan Brown from the Seahawks. So there's been some mixing and matching and new faces. What's your evaluation about how the big guys up front have been playing?
They've been playing a lot better, and I think primarily because, you know, everybody's kind of figuring out their role. You got a little stability in terms of guys playing together, not, you know, guys in and out every week. You know, we've had a couple injuries, but for the most part, these guys are starting to, you know, play a little more together. And then they're doing a little of a switch down here in terms of instead of pass blocking 70% of the time, they're actually getting their run block on. And, you know, any offensive lineman, along with us tight ends, we'll tell you, you know, if we want to do anything, you want to be aggressive and run block, and that's kind of setting everything else up for this team. And I think they're, you know, they're getting off the ball. They're protecting Kyler. They're not asking him to do it 40, 45 times a game. Right now, Kyler's probably only thrown the ball 20 to 25 times, and they're being successful with that. But the offensive line is doing a real good job of, you know, not trying to do too much, protecting and, you know, good run blocking and kind of controlling the line of scrimmage, and it shows in all the numbers all the way around the board.
Talking with Ed Smith, EZ Sports Talk Show. I want to get to Kyler because we know he tore the knee up in 2022, missed half of last year, but this year he's taken so much better care of the ball, career-high completion percentage. I felt like kind of he'd fallen off the map a little bit. Fair to say this has been a really important bounce-back season for him.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, one of the things we're always leery about with Kyler, because he has all the physical traits other than size. You know, he's a little challenged vertically. But you talk about beauty, he throws a beautiful ball, he's got escapability, you know, he can run an offense, et cetera, et cetera. We're just always a little leery about his leadership skills. And thus far, you know, we haven't had too many rocky, episodes down here, but he has shown that he's willing to at least, you know, take the visor off and be there with the guys on the sideline. We're not getting as much shrugging as we used to do when there's a bad play out there on the field. So he's actually showing me more off the field than he is even on the field, because he's leading a little better. And in my opinion, that was the one big strike that we were waiting to see corrected. I mean, because physically, he can do it all. And it, I mean, sometimes he still shocks guys even playing on the field when he does certain things, because it's like, how the heck did he do that? Well, we're used to, if you see it enough, you're used to it. But now, like I said, we're starting to see the intangibles, and that's where he's, I think he's made his biggest strides as far as NFL quarterback.
Obviously, they made the big move in the draft, Marvin Harrison at 4. He started pretty strong, and we saw some highlight reel plays, but then some rough ones, road games at the Niners and Packers, terrific in the win at Miami, and that touchdown really blew it open against the Jets last week. How do you see season one so far, including maybe some rookie speed bumps?
It's all a work in progress, Steve, because in my opinion, the lack of off-season work that was put in, obviously he was drafted, and then they have the quick OTAs and things like that. But because the teams aren't playing during the preseason, it's almost like he lost a lot of time that most rookie wide receivers, you know, you get out there, you're running in the preseason games, getting some, you know, kind of acclimated to the speed of the game, even though it's not for regular season. But he missed out on a lot of that. And then what happens, you throw him right into the regular season, and all of a sudden he's got to get acclimated to NFL, you know, DBs out there, chucking him off the line, the speed. You got to identify coverages on the fly. You got to know what to do against man, against this. And his head was spinning a little bit. You can almost see it like the wheels turning out there. I think in the second half of the season, we're starting to see things slow down a little bit for him. He and Kyler are getting more on the same page, and they're a long way from making this like the dynamic duo. I actually think he's going to make a huge jump from season one to two. This one's going to continue to be a learning experience. He'll put up some numbers, have some good days, some not so good days. But watch out, after they get through this season, he's going to have an off season with Kyler. They're going to figure a whole bunch of things out, and he's going to take off from here after that.
Well, he sure has the spectacular gene, no question about that.
Oh, yeah.
Later in the draft, they took a running back who actually started his college career here at Oregon, Trey Benson. He's physical. We know James Conner is still the lead back, and we know how Kyler contributes as a runner. But what about the addition of Trey and just how this ground game is looking here in 2024?
Trey's been a nice addition here. And, you know, when you have James Conner, you like to try to lean on him and let everybody else, you know, fill in where they can. And Trey's done a really good job of that. You know, obviously our bell cow is Conner. I think he's got about 160 carries. And you look at Trey, he's got about 49 or 50. So, then, you know, he's getting a little small dose of everything. But the key to a guy like Trey is when you have your chance, you take advantage of it. And that's what he's doing. He's showing that, you know, if you need me, I'm always here, and I'll do whatever you need in the meantime. And I think he's been a great addition, and we love having him here, and he's only going to continue to get better.
Couple final thoughts for Ed Smith, Believe in Cardinals podcast. To the defense, you know, last year next to last in points allowed, now 12th. I mean, they signed Mac Wilson to play linebacker. Obviously, Buda Baker is just the stud anchor at free safety. What stood out to you on that side of the ball to cause this huge improvement?
You know, Steve, the thing for me is this is, I would almost call it, other than Buda and Zaven Collins, you really can't, you know, we don't have what you call any big names over here. And what's happened is teams have come in here or we've gone to their place, and at the end of the game, you're trying to figure out how the heck did they just do that. You know, they held Detroit to 0 points in the second half of their game. You know, they didn't win it. It's like not a lot of teams are even doing that. You know, they, just put the smack down on the Jets. How they're doing it, Steve, it's a lot of good scheme and guys doing exactly what they're supposed to do, not trying to do anything other than that. And that means if you're a defensive lineman and your job is to fill the A-gap on this particular play, I'm going to fill the A-gap. I'm not spilling outside, you know, just because I think I can make a play out there. And next thing you know, some of you're getting gassed. Everybody seems to be doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing, when they're supposed to be doing it. Nothing fancy, nothing flashy. And, you know, they're keeping teams, you know, from exploding on us. Not a lot of big plays. You know, we get the timely sack. We stop the run when we can or have to. And it's just, you know, like I said, it's just been one of those things that has been a real treat and a pleasure to watch. But like I said, we don't have what you call huge names, but everybody's just doing exactly what they need to do. And I credit that, again, to the coaching staff, having guys prepared and scheming things up really well.
And lastly, obviously, this matchup with Seattle. They'll play twice the next 3 weeks. Seahawks with a huge win last week at the Niners. Vegas has this a dead even game. Be it stopping Geno or attacking maybe a suspect run defense, what's standing out to you about the keys that the Cardinals need to focus on for this big one?
Cardinals need to come in, Steve, and run the ball. There's no mystery to this. Run the ball, use the formula that they've had to this point, and also be ready to make adjustments out, because if something's not working, you don't stick with it necessarily all the way to the bitter end. But we can't abandon the run game too quickly. Get Connor off. He needs to touch the ball 25 times if they can. You know, keep Kyler on the move if they can. Don't let him sit in that pocket. Get him out on the fringes. Use his legs when they have to. And like I said, same kind of formula. Defensively, we just have to get after Geno and, you know, maybe force him to make one or two of those Geno mistakes every now and then. You know, he tends to make, you know, give you a head scratcher. We got to be ready to take advantage of that, and also just stop the running game and stay away from any big plays on your end. But I think this is going to be a heck of a battle. You know, you throw the 12th man in out there at your stadium, it is going to be probably one of the highlight games of the weekend. I'm excited to see how this one, you know, transpires, man.
Yeah, oh, me too. I love the fact that it's a big one. And, of course, then 2 weeks later, another big one. Folks, he's Ed Smith, always generous with his time and his insight to enhance our show. Check out Believe in the Cardinals on the Believe Network and the EZ Sports Talk Show on the X platform. Check out at Ed Smith Speaks. Ed, always enjoy hearing you talk ball. Thanks a million. Wishing you and your family a great holiday. And, of course, always look forward to catching up down the road.
Absolutely, Steve. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all yours and your fans, and I appreciate you having me on.
All right. Have a good one, Ed. There you go. Ed Smith.